This is Akashvani, the news read by Xing Biahui. The voter turnout of 60.96% was recorded in the second phase of Lok Sabha election till 7 p.m. today. In this phase, 88 Lok Sabha seats went to polls. Polling remained largely peaceful, with voters from various walks of life participating enthusiastically despite the heat wave in a dazzling display of civic responsibility and pride. The voters from across 13 states and union territories participated enthusiastically to cast their vote at their polling station. The voting took place on 20 seats of Kerala, 14 seats of Karnataka, 13 seats of Rajasthan, 8 seats each of Uttar Pradesh and Maharashtra, 6 seats of Madhya Pradesh, 5 seats each in Assam and Bihar, 3 seats each of West Bengal and Chhattisgarh, and 1 seat each in Manipur, Tripura and Jammu and Kashmir. The polling for the Betul parliamentary constituency of Madhya Pradesh, which was scheduled in the second phase, will now be held in the third phase due to the demise of the BSP candidate. A total of 1,202 candidates, along with 4 candidates from the Outer Manipur Lok Sabha constituency, were in the fray in this phase. Voting for Lok Sabha elections have now been completed in the states of Kerala, Rajasthan, Tripura, Tamil Nadu, Sikkim, Manipur, Meghalaya, Nagaland, Mizoram, Arunachal Pradesh, Uttarakhand, Puducherry, Lakshadweep and Andaman and Nicobar Islands. Campaigning for the remaining phases of general elections has gained momentum, with senior leaders of major political parties crisscrossing the country to garner votes in support of their candidates. Prime Minister and senior BJP leader Narendra Modi address public gatherings today at Malda in West Bengal and Munger and Arya in Bihar. At Munger, referring to RJD rule in Bihar, Mr. Modi said Munger suffered the most during the Jungle Raj. He said the NDA government, however, under the leadership of JDU and BJP, has brought it out of that darkness. He said this election is to make India strategically and economically developed. On the other hand, leaders of opposition Grand Alliance are holding multiple election rallies in the poll-bound parliamentary segments of the third and fourth phase of Lok Sabha elections. Trinamool Congress President and West Bengal Chief Minister Mamata Banerjee participated in a public meeting at Ghadal parliamentary constituency. She accused the centre of not giving funds to the state for various welfare schemes. Senior Congress leader Rahul Gandhi held a public rally at Vijayapura in Bijapur Lok Sabha constituency of Karnataka. He promised loan waiver to farmers and legal guarantee on MSP on agri-produce. In Madhya Pradesh, senior BJP leader Amit Shah addressed public meetings in Ashoknagar and Rajgarh Lok Sabha constituencies today. On the other hand, MP State Congress President Jitu Padwari, Rajya Sabha MP Vivek Tankar and former Union Minister Arun Yadav campaigned in Burharpur today. The filing of nominations today began for the fifth phase of Lok Sabha election with the issuance of notification. 49 Lok Sabha seats in 6 states and 2 Union Territories will be covered in this phase. 14 seats of Uttar Pradesh, 13 seats of Maharashtra, 7 seats of West Bengal, 5 seats each of Odisha and Bihar, 3 seats of Jharkhand and 1 seat each in Jammu and Kashmir and Ladakh will go to polls in this fifth phase. Meanwhile, scrutiny of nominations for fourth phase was taken up today. Monday will be the last day for withdrawal of nominations. The Supreme Court of India today rejected the pleas seeking 100% cross-verification of electronic voting machines data with voter verifiable paper audit trail, VVPAT records. The verdict was delivered by a bench of Justices Sanjeev Khanna and Dipankar Datta. Odisha continued to sizzle as the mercury soared past 40 degrees Celsius in almost all places across the state today. Mercury soared beyond 44 degrees Celsius at Angul, Balangir, Bodh and Nuapara, making these the hottest places in the state. In archery, India's Jyoti Surekha Venam and Abhishek Verma stormed into the compound mixed team final at the Archery World Cup Stage 1 in Shanghai today. And that is the end of this news bulletin.